Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Guiner, the difference in the game with his RBI single in the first inning. As he drills one high and deep to left field, all the way back and gone. Guiner Diaz, a two-run home run with two outs in the sixth. And the Astros now up 4-1.
Oh, out here with the folks. I need me a Yonder bomb, and I got it.
Got him, slider. Slider ends the game. Brian Abreu pumps his chest on his first save of the year. And the Astros take 2 out of 3 against the Red Sox, winning 4-1 tonight. That is a good series win against a team that swept you on the previous road trip.
There you go. Brian Abreu's first save of the year. That's a little surprising. Usually guys in that bullpen, you know, Hader's resting. You get a save by accident a few times. But I think Abreu and Hader are so paired together in that 8-9 thing that their rest probably coincides
save,
as well.
Save stats seem to be the flukiest of stats. There was always some kind of – remember the who they faced in the last series that was the rookie of the year in the COVID year who didn't have any saves on that season. Last night was fun for a lot of ways. Alex Cora got ejected during a commercial break because he was arguing that Hunter Brown was I don't even want to explain it because I'll screw it up.
Alex Cora didn't know the rule.
It was
Bach
notifying whether you're going from the lineup. So regardless, Alex Cora gets ejected for incorrectly arguing that Hunter Brown is breaking the rules, and they were complaining about the whole damn game. Yep. Hunter Brown's up there dealing, and classic Hunter Brown, angry at himself because he walks a couple guys early on, and he's battling the Red Sox dugout at the same time. Mm-hmm. That one just felt good. That one just felt good last night.
Yeah, for sure.
And it got me. I've always liked Alex Cora, and now I hate him with the fire of a thousand suns.
Yeah, good. Yeah. You got to turn that on, man. Well, and no Correa last night in the lineup. Boy, when that lineup came out. I mean, because it's been one thing after another with the Astros. We know all the injuries in the rotation. Now you got Josh Hader. Yordan Alvarez has been out for most of the year. You know, we missed Jeremy Pena for about 6 weeks. All these things. I don't need to list them, even though I just did. But when the lineup comes out yesterday and there's no Correa, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, something's up. And it turns out it was just a planned day off for him.
Yeah.
He played all 10 games since he's been here, which I'm fine with them giving him a planned day off. I'm
but
cool
you're,
with that.
You're dealing with, at the same time, finding out that Josh Hader is seeking a
second opinion. Yeah.
So. Oh, real quick, we should have explained the first time we played that clip of Blum and the Yiner home run is that they were out in the Crawford boxes last night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's got to be fun to kind of change things up a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
I like doing – we're doing the show right here in the broadcast booth at NRG Stadium. It's kind of spices things up, you know?
It's empty, but they're, you know, it looks like they're testing out all the lights and everything. So
yeah.
At 8:06 a.m., it's completely lit up. It's kind of cool.
They're doing the paint of the end zones. The north end zone is already painted. It's got the dark blue with the red letters says Houston. It's got the Bull logo, and it's got the new kind of semi-gothic H logo.
Yeah.
They're in the process of painting the other end zone. Have you ever watched that process before?
Yeah.
This is some wild stuff going on out here.
I talked to the grounds crew last year during training camp, and I can't remember. One of the guys was telling me how many miles he walks in a day when they have to paint all the lines and everything. It was a lot. It was a lot of miles to be walking around in. What time of day it is during in August in
Houston.
You're
talking outdoors across the street. Yeah. Oh, my God. And it's three fields.
Yeah. So they got the stencils out for the one end zone, which is still all green.
Stencils. Like, that's the word I was looking for.
Looks like the unifying message that the NFL is trying to use this year, one of them, in the end zone, that somehow always inevitably people find a way to get angry about.
Yeah.
It says it takes all
of us.
It takes all of us. Do with that what you will. Turn that into a political statement or something. Thing, but somehow that's going to get somehow people are going to be angry about this thing that says it takes all
of us.
Right.
Your turn, text page. Let's do this. It takes all of us. It takes all of us. Do something with that. Oh my God. All right. So the Astros get their win last night over the Boston Red Sox and Alex Bregman. Now day off, and you got the Orioles this weekend. You got to take advantage of this opportunity, man. The Orioles are a bad team that did you a favor last night.
That's right.
By beating the Mariners.
I feel
thank them by sweeping them this weekend.
Without Correa out there last night, it gave me time to sit and reflect on Carlos Correa.
Yeah.
And everything that it means to this team. Where I've been very hesitant to just dive full bore into the nostalgia and the sentimental aspect of it, because that's when you get in trouble, especially in pro sports. You get too sentimental, and typically it rarely ends well. And yet with Correa, there's some real substantial parts to this trading for Correa that make a lot of sense just strictly from a baseball standpoint, and it's that it's a lot less physically taxing playing third base than it is playing shortstop.
Yep.
And that he said that after, he has felt physically better after these games and after playing on turf especially than he has at all in the last few years while playing shortstop. And that there's going to be a little bit of an adjustment for him. He had a couple nights ago, he had that error and one mishandled ball. But I have no doubt that he's going to end up being just fine as a third baseman.
Yeah.
As a third baseman. But also that offensively, so far, he's been really good.
He's been good.
It's a very small sample size.
Yeah.
But typically, guys get traded for, and more times than not, it feels like it takes a while for them to Christian Walker their way into a new circumstance.
Right.
Correa, it's been the exact opposite.
Yeah.
And obviously, he's played plenty of games in that ballpark and on this team. I think you're going to get the very best version of Alex Correa that you've seen in the last couple years.
How do you think it feels to be Isak Paredes right now? I mean, Isak Paredes is out of sight, out of mind, completely forgotten, and everybody is loving on the guy that they brought in to replace you after you put together a good enough body of work in 4 months to make the AL All-Star team.
If they hadn't traded for Correa, does Paredes just miss the rest of the season and get the surgery instead of trying to get the PRP injections?
That's a good point. Yeah. For those who don't know, he's doing PRP instead. The surgery would have for sure ended his season. He's doing PRP right now with injections with the hope of maybe coming back this year. We'll see.
I think if I'm looking at it, I don't think it's as much of a selfish move per se or him feeling threatened because they brought Carlos Correa in. It might be that he reads the writing on the wall. You look at the Astros infield now, and they got good defensive players all over the place.
Yeah.
Second and third.
They got literally gold glovers at all four positions.
And I think the cynical side of me might say, well, he doesn't want to play second base, so he just wants to get back and try to. I think the more realistic thing might be he figures, all right, there's a good chance I get traded next year or
maybe
in the offseason, and this might be. And who knows who I get traded to.
Yeah.
And this is a shot that for a team that, is a proven playoff. Whatever they look like in the regular season, they overperform in the playoffs.
Yeah.
These last couple of years, making the ALCS 2 years ago, on paper, that
should
team
not have happened.
They shouldn't have made the ALCS a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But there's their ability to thrive in the playoffs, he might just figure like, man, this might be my – who knows? This might be one of the few chances I have in my career to really do something in the postseason.
Still hasn't gotten paid yet. He's still in these arbitration years. And maybe the guy's just a competitor, too. Maybe he's like, I just want to play baseball. I want to get back
guys. It's a classic.
I applaud it. Yeah,
I applaud 100%. It. And yet at the same time, there's almost a parental vibe where you're like,
yep.
I like, boy, kid, I love that you're showing this moxie, but the smart thing to do here might be to just go ahead and get the surgery and have as much time as possible to recover.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Text message. I can't stand Bregman. I feel like he's the next Jim Edmonds Astros killer. He had the home run in that first game, and everybody killed them in the second game. I don't know that I get the sense he's an Astro killer yet.
Yeah, plus be careful. He might end up back here next year.
Yeah, that's true.
At this point, you could tell me that Bregman and Springer are going to be on the team next year. I'm like, it's okay. I could see it happening
somehow. You know what happened? I can't believe I haven't told you about this. What happened last night that was funny while I was drafting fantasy players and watching the Astros game out of the corner of my eye, I got hit with a clown emoji by Chandler Rome.
Oh! Chandler gave you the clown emoji.
Chandler hit me a clown emoji.
Whoa.
I know. I forgot to tell you about that.
Regarding what?
Okay, I'm going to read you the text string. So Chandler tweets, I really have missed watching Alex Bregman make that charging barehanded play.
Yeah.
To which a person on Twitter named Jacob says, replies to Chandler, says, at Sean Pendergast, going to flip the F out on this one. Chandler replies with a question mark. Jacob posts a screen grab of my tweet with my rules of cheering Alex Bregman the other day.
Yeah, yeah.
And for those who missed it, I tweeted this after the game on Monday, Bregman's first game back. Amy and I were at the game.
Yeah.
We took part in the standing ovation during the tribute video. Minutes later, literally 5 minutes later, Alex Bregman's up at the plate, and there's people, a few, sparsely, standing again and cheering him. And my take on it was, we just stood up 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You don't get two standing ovations in a five-minute span.
Yeah.
So I tweeted this. Bregman got a standing ovation during this tribute video, pregame, acceptable. Some fans stood again during his first at-bat. I should have said 5 minutes later, but I just said during his first at-bat. Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Many fans booed during his second and third at-bat. Acceptable.
Yeah.
Once that tribute, this is me talking, once that tribute video is over, he's the enemy. If you stood and cheered in his first at-bat, you're a putz.
Yeah.
So,
I disagree with that take.
You disagree. Yeah. A lot of people did. And I'm fine with that, obviously.
Right.
Or I wouldn't have tweeted it. But I think Jacob's insinuation was that I'm implying that Chandler, for giving Bregman props on his barehanded play, I'm implying Chandler is a putz. Chandler replies to the screen grab of my tweet with a clown emoji.
Oh, boy, he's calling you a clown.
Call
right
me a clown,
there. Boy.
Yeah, call
he
me
went
a clown.
Ad hominem on you.
He
I feel
did.
Like that's beneath Chandler.
He did.
Chandler is a very, very good writer. We try to be, we compliment Chandler a lot on this show, which I think Chandler
almost
might
daily. I look forward to his work every day.
We've cited his article about Carlos Correa.
You cited it an hour ago.
Twice this show.
Yes.
And I've often said that, hey, that's probably your best bang for your buck as somebody who enjoys reading sports writing, is in a subscription to The Athletic. And yet, Chandler, I think, is Chandler is a person who is immune to compliments. He's immune to a lot of things in terms of the way.
Pretty sure he hates us.
In the way people, normal people, operate. Yeah, we're almost positive that Chandler Rome hates
us. Yeah, pretty sure.
Chandler did that thing when Adam Spillane was let go. Chandler did that thing where he wanted to say something nice about Adam Spillane, but he couldn't do it without insulting a bunch of other people.
All the radio hosts in town that don't go to press
conferences. It's a smart tactic because it's like I wanted to reply to his tweet, but I'm like, yeah, but that's kind of a BS move by me, a normal human being.
Yeah,
I don't want to. Throw shade on Adam or something, or bring it. You know, I was upset that Adam isn't with the station
anymore. Of course,
anymore.
He's good at his job.
Yeah. So I just kind of let it go. But Chandler's an interesting dude.
So
but he's an awesome writer, and we cite him all the time.
Oh no, I look forward to
it. I pay his salary.
He is one of the elements that makes subscribing to The Athletic, exorbitant as the price may be, very much worth it. I am happily scratch that check every
year.
And
then we say all that despite being pretty sure that he hates us.
Oh, I think he definitely hates us. I think for sure he hates me.
It's fun having him hate us, though.
Oh, I enjoy it.
He's a guy that I think things gnaw at him.
Yeah.
You know, like he'll never be happy. Like, you know, he's just wired that way. He's just never going to be happy.
So
he's an awesome writer.
So I replied to both Jacob and Chandler.
Oh, good, good.
Okay, so my reply to Jacob, my reply to Jacob's tweet that I am going to flip the F out that Chandler actually likes something about Alex Bregman.
Yeah.
I said, no, I'm good. I'm sure Chandler wasn't giving him a standing ovation either. And even so, I think Chandler does a good job.
Yeah.
Okay, I replied to Chandler's clown emoji I don't even need to look it up. I just, all caps, totally. Which is true. I am
Chandler,
a bit of a clown.
Chandler didn't participate in
any of that. No, not yet. He might not be up yet, though. Like a lot of these beat writers, they have these late nights that they.
Well, Chandler's fond of pointing out who is where at what time or anything. And, talk radio guys don't tend to go to press conferences or anything, which is interesting because it's like, okay, because you get paid to go to press conferences. We tend to be up at 3:30 a.m. and have a different time schedule.
Let me give a little inside baseball on that one. Okay, and this isn't necessarily directed at Chandler.
Yeah.
But if I had to guess that most beat writers that go to all the press conferences and get priority to ask the questions that I have zero problem with, I go to a lot of press conferences and I just lay back for this very reason.
Yeah.
Is that if we were to go there and start asking the questions, a lot of them get angry that you're hey, we've got articles to write.
Yes.
I'm doing a column on so-and-so. Yeah. Why is this interloper coming in here and asking questions of such-and-such manager or coach?
Yeah, and I always wait till the end of the press conference to ask our questions.
Make sure everybody's good. That would be my thing, is that I think that a majority of the people who are like, boy, these radio hosts don't go to press conferences, would get very bent out of shape if we started usurping some of the real estate at those press conferences.
Well, there's problems there, too. Listen, I know writing 500 words a day is a grueling chore, but we do tend to talk for 4 hours a day, which involves it's a lot of prep work for talking for 4 hours a day. Yeah.
We just chose violence. I like
Not really. Yeah. I stand by what I say. When I awoke this morning, I thought Chandler Rome was a guy who would never go ad hominem against what are you, a colleague or whatever?
I view myself as a colleague. I mean, we're all in that same ecosystem.
I don't know
bubble.
The words so good. I ain't no highfalutin writer, you see.
That's right.
I don't ride for the New York Times Athletic.
I thought the same thing when I awoke.
I awoke this morning, Chandler, there were 17 writers ahead of Chandler Rome in the power rankings of who I thought would go ad hominem against a colleague on Twitter.
I thought the same thing. All right. Payne and Pendergast with you. So joint practice today. The Texans have joint practice with the Lions next week.
Yeah.
The Lions are practicing with the Dolphins today.
Yeah.
There is joint practice petty going on right now between the Lions and the Dolphins.
Right this moment?
Between the two in the last 24 hours that I think plays into the Texans joint practice next week. We'll get to that. We'll do that coming up next. Stay there.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.